Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Sassy Scribe, and welcome to another hot episode of Situations with Sassy. I am coming to you from the DMV. That is the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. But our studios for Bashani Radio is in New York City. And speaking of Bashani Radio, you can now find all of Situations with Sassy shows on Bashani Radio and download the new, updated, and new and improved Bashani Radio app on your iTunes Store or your Google Play Store. So for many of you, if you've downloaded it in the past, you notice you had to scroll through to get to Situations with Sassy. You no longer have to do that. The new and improved app automatically comes up with the icon of each show. And all you got to do is scroll until you see, well, I'm the second day of the week, which is Monday, until you get to Monday and you see my beautiful face and you click on it and all of my shows will be there. The most streamed, the most downloaded, the top rated shows will be at the top. And then the newest show will be at the top. And then under that, it will be the most liked or the top rated shows. There's a little star there. You can click on a star. You can save it as a favorite. You're able to press down on that episode and share it to different social media platforms. So it's a lot more user friendly. And I'm going to suggest that not only do you download the app again in your iTunes Store, your Google Play Store, but also take an opportunity to listen to the whole host of other podcast hosts that are on the network. I'm going to suggest a few. There's Angels Beyond Walls, which comes on Sundays. And all of the shows drop at 12 noon Eastern, every show. So there's no need for me to say what time it drops. Say it with me now. Every show on the network drops every day at noon. Okay. So on Sundays, you have Angels Beyond Wall. Mondays, of course, you have Situations with Sassy. And then there's a whole host of shows. I am going to suggest the Millionaire Mindset. Millionaire Mentorship, Secret Vibe, and What Tanisha Said. Okay. If y'all think Sassy's off the hook, Tanisha, y'all, I ain't got shit on Tanisha. My icon doesn't have parental advisory. Okay. So check her out. But all of the hosts on the network are phenomenal, professional, amazing. They all give great, they have great content. They have great guests. They're subject matter experts in the topics with which they discuss. And I highly, highly recommend and suggest each and every one of them. That said, as you would have noticed, I did not do a show last week, which was May the 10th, the Monday after Mother's Day, because I took time out to celebrate my mom and my amazing sisters and my niece for Mother's Day. I had a beautiful brunch at my home for the family. And too often, we don't celebrate the people in our lives while they're living. We don't give people their flowers, as they say, while they're alive. And I wanted to celebrate my mother, who is an amazing mom. She's a mom to many. She is at this point not the oldest living female on her side of the family. She has two older sisters, but they're ill. So my mother is 82 years young. She's very spry. She still has all of her faculties about her. She doesn't have any, knock on wood, any physical ailments or illnesses or sicknesses. And for that, we are so blessed and thankful to still have her. And for those of you that don't know, I don't know if I told you this, my mother was a daycare provider for over 30 years. And the testament to the type of woman that my mother is that the children that she cared for when they were babies now have babies, and they entrust no one else with their baby but my mom. And COVID came, and unfortunately, with her age and being high risk because of her age and not knowing how that whole disease spread and how it worked, and with my father being ill, she was already having to pare back anyway, so she had to completely shut down because of COVID, and then everything kind of happened with my dad and he passed away and it snowballed. But I recognized that the children kept my mom young. And now that the world, quote unquote, is beginning to open up, because, you know, if you look at states like, you know, Florida and Texas and maybe Georgia, whatever, some places never closed. Some places never did mask mandates and anything like that because COVID really didn't exist, quote unquote. I'm doing air quotes, people. Don't at me for that. And now that it's beginning to open up, she's thinking about, with daddy being gone and being at home at a loose end, she's thinking about opening her daycare again and maybe not taking as many children as she had before, but maybe taking maybe two or three, or maybe just doing before and after care. It's still up in the air. But she misses those babies. And I know when she had to close that it hurt her more really than it hurt the kids. So I wanted to celebrate my amazing mother. I wanted to celebrate my three awesome sisters who are moms and bonus moms. And I also celebrate Sassy. Although Sassy doesn't have children, I have a host of nieces and nephews, great nieces and nephews, great, great. I have one great, great. And I think my sister said just earlier, before I did the show, we had a conversation and her granddaughter is pregnant. So I'm going to have a couple of great greats. And it sounds old, doesn't it? But anyway, so we celebrate the people that we love. We celebrate them and we give them their flowers early. And people come up to me all the time and thank me for sharing my mom with them. I know my sister's boyfriend lost his mom a couple of years ago. And he said being around our mom makes him feel like he has a mom again. So he was also celebrating my mom. Again, you got to give the people the flowers while they're alive, because we don't do it. We don't applaud them. We don't revere them. We don't give them the love, care, kind, and concern that we should when they're here. We take it for granted. And I can't do that. Every day that I have my mom is a true blessing. She is 82. Every day, I cannot stress that enough. Every day, and as much as I love doing situations with Sassy, as much as I love doing Women Talk Live, TV talk show with my girl April J, shout out to Miami, y'all, keeping us number one in that spot with those numbers. As much as I love doing both of these, they will fall by the wayside for that woman. Nothing. And I see a lot of people throw their lives away chasing things and family falls by the wayside. That will absolutely, I will absolutely. I'm telling you some good shit right now that will never happen. Absolutely won't happen at all. So I'm off my soapbox. Again, I hope all of the mothers out there, the bonus moms, all of you guys, the flaunties, which is me, the fly aunt. I hope you all had an amazing, amazing Mother's Day. I hope that the love that I hope you got your flowers and the love as you should have. So not just on Mother's Day, but every day. But, you know, that was your special day. So today, what I want to talk about, I want to talk about relationship green flags. We're always talking about relationship red flags. And, you know, I've discussed in several shows relationship red flags and the signs that tells you before and during the relationship, things that people don't pay attention to when it comes to red flags. You know, they're constantly calling or texting you. They're constantly checking up on you. If you say you're going to be at the mall, they're calling to see if you're at the mall. And when you're in the beginning of a relationship, you can mistake that for care and concern and not for the possessive, obsessive, controlling red flag that it is. You can look at it and say, oh, he's just concerned about me. Because I had that when I was going with the dude. And y'all know the dude. I talked about him and the whole thing. But when I was going with the dude, when we first started going together, he was calling me like all the time, all day, every day. And I finally had to say, wait. And he would call and he would only talk for like 5 or 10 minutes. I ain't want nothing, just checking up on you. And then the last time, I think, I know it caused an argument, but I'm like, what the hell do you want? One, if you can't call and talk to me for more than 30 minutes, don't call me. Two, if I tell you 10 minutes ago, I told you the same damn thing that I just told you, don't call me. But I was just checking up on you. No, I feel like you, as my mother would say, you trying to fox me out, like you trying to catch me doing something. But see, I said it in a different tone because I was still, you know, liking them and everything. See what I'm saying? But it still caused an argument. But I had to stop him from doing that because it was all the time. Another red flag is when a person is inconsistent with communicating with you. And if you are a communicator like I am a communicator, I expect you to talk to me as much as I talk to you. And I'm a person that matches energy. If you don't talk to me, I ain't talking to you. If you don't text me, I'm not texting you. If you don't call me, I'm not calling you. I'm not going to keep putting myself out there, letting you know that I'm interested in you, that I'd like to get to know you better, that I'd like to spend some time with you, and you ignore me. And it was funny, my goddaughter and I were talking, and she said she was dating a guy before she dated her fiance, and she was telling the story of how her fiance actually got to be her fiance, that she was seeing a guy, and she was on the phone talking to him, and she basically said, so I would like to spend some more time with you. And he says, so what you're saying is you're trying to end it. Huh? Excuse me? Because she wanted to spend more time with him. He took that as, I guess, her trying to spend too much time with him. So he would rather end the relationship than spend time with her. Red flag. Red flag is when they only known you for 2 days and they already saying that they love you. Girl, I love you. I had that too. I love you. You're going to be my wife and we're going to move in together. And I see these stories on social media and then they end up ghosting you. These are red flags. The people with these controlling behaviors. I don't like it when you wear low cut shirts. I don't like it when your dresses are too tight or figure hugging. They have these feelings of insecurity. They have a dark or secretive past. They're very vague. They're abusive, either emotionally, mentally, and physically. And finally, one of the red flags that we really don't pay attention to is when your family and friends don't like them. And I remember when I was dating one of the guys, my family, one person in my family absolutely loved him. The rest of the family members didn't like him. But oh God, he did something to me. And I was stuck for a minute. But I remember having a conversation with this individual about the intangibles in a relationship. And they couldn't quite wrap their head around what an intangible was. And I said, we're so focused again on the bad things that the good things, the intangibles, the whether they listen to you, you know, the different things that I'm about to go into that now. But these relationship green flags are green flags that we really and truly need to pay attention to. We don't pay attention to them because it's like they said, you can get 100 positive comments, right? Or 99 positive comments, and that 100th comment is negative, and all of those 99 comments go out the window. Those positive traits and comments go out the window, and you focus on that one. We don't focus on the green flags. We're focusing on the red flags. So what can we do? First of all, do we spot them? What are they? And then what can you do kind of moving forward to get yourself to say, well, you know what? One, when you see the red flag, to remove yourself, pay attention to the red flag and remove yourself, understand your deal breakers and remove yourself, and be convicted by your principles and then remove yourself. Red flags bring toxicity into your life. It brings drama and it's just absolutely, you're getting too old for it. You're getting too old to be continually dealing with the red flags and trying to figure out and read between the lines and the whole where do we stand situations. You don't need it. Remove the toxicity. And after one of those relationships, it was so toxic that I had to end up saging my home twice, cleansing my home, cleansing my spirit, cleansing everything to remove that negative energy that individual brought not only into my person, but into my personal space. And excuse me. And going forward, I am very, very much aware of the energies. And I've said this in plenty of shows. I'm very, very much aware of the energies that I allow in my personal space, whether they cross my threshold in my home, whether they cross my threshold in my prince room, whether they cross my threshold in my bedroom. I'm very, very aware of that. So listen, you're listening to Situations with Sassy. And today I'm going to be talking about relationship green flags. So one of the first green flags that I think we don't really pay attention to is an individual that is willing to listen. Not just listen to hear you, but listen to understand you. And that's an intangible that we don't pay attention to. And when a woman gets a person, especially a man, who listens when you think he isn't listening, like the dude was a listener. Because I could say something and then it would happen. Like I remember mentioning I wanted to go parasailing and he surprised me with that one day because he listened. Okay. A person that supports your personal growth. Again, they're not trying to hold you back. They're not in competition with you and they're not jealous of you. Situations with Sassy and Women Talk Live are and Safari Books and my writings. All of these are sums of the parts that make me up. But when you say your little podcast, when you say your little TV show, you've already denigrated my baby and called my baby ugly and not worthy. That individual or individuals like that don't need to be in your life. That's a red flag. Are they jealous? Are they competing? What is it? Stop trying to figure it out and remove yourself from the situation. Another red flag is a person who communicates clearly, with intention, and honesty. These people tend to be a little bit more open. You can find these individuals to be empathetic. They really take a genuine interest in you and your well-being and how you're doing. It's not just, you know, lip service where, you know, when people say, hey, how you doing? They genuinely want to know, how are you? Because your well-being means something to them. They know how to apologize when they are wrong. And that's very important. Because in a red flag relationship, these individuals are quick to anger and they're never willing to apologize. So when you have an individual in your life, and listen, these relationships, green flags, aren't just with your male to female relationships or whatever your orientation is, but it works well within the relationships within your family, your siblings, and your friendships. And it will also help you professionally to know whether or not if you're having a grievance at work, if they're listening to you, if they paid attention. And I'll give you a perfect example. I was the only Black person within my division. And I remember saying to the new director, because they were hiring, I hope in your quest for new individuals that you will add some diversity, i.e. people who look like me on this team. And they were like, yeah, okay. But, you know, they came back to me and they said, we listened to you. We understood that. And we found the perfect candidate. And they start in a couple of weeks. So even though I felt like they had poo-pooed me off, they listened and they weren't offended. Those are the type of things that makes relationships great. So now I can feel like I have a rapport. I can say certain things. I won't push the limits, but you know, you feel like you can say certain things and you will be heard. Those are the green flags, ladies. That if he's willing to listen to you and hear you, okay? And then apologize when he's wrong. And I say this all the time. Y'all know that Situations with Sassy is not designed to tell you how to get or keep a man. Everything I tell you, ladies, is for you to be accountable for your actions. Because we allow the bullshit that goes on. And we don't put a stop to it. That's on us. So I always say that Sassy is a woman of action. I need a man of action. If I tell you I'm going to do something, you are damn sure going to know that I'm going to do it. I'm going to try. If I can't, I will tell you. But if you need me, I am 100% a loyal individual and I show up. I not only say what I mean what I say. And when people can align their words with their actions, that means a lot to me. You can tell me anything, but if you don't show me, doesn't mean shit. So a relationship green flag is when they align their words with their actions. They show up for you and they are ready and they are able. Another green flag is they are consistent. Consistency is key. I've stopped talking and dating a lot of inconsistent people. Absolutely. They respect you and the boundaries that you've set, and you in turn have to respect them. So they respect you and the boundaries that you set. So if you're convicted by your principles and you say XYZ and they don't respect that and they're still trying to push that envelope, red flag. They encourage you to have healthy relationships with the other people that are in your life. A red flag for me is any man that I am potentially going to admit into my life. One, I see a value that you could bring. Two, if you're not in a healthy relationship with your family, if men don't speak on and about the women in their lives, i.e. their mothers, their sisters, their aunts, their female cousins, their friends, if they're not speaking life and love into and about the women in their lives, their daughters, absolutely a red flag. I will absolutely not deal with them. Because if he can't have a loving relationship with those individuals and is at an age now where they're not seeking therapy to at least try and find out why or what they can do to make those relationships better, I have absolutely no time for them. That's a red flag. They need to encourage the healthy relationships with you and your family, but they also in turn have to have healthy relationships with the people in their lives. And if a man is a father, a daddy, and doesn't have a relationship with his children, that's another red flag for me. Why? Don't tell me about something the mother did if the child is now 20 in their late 20s and 30s and you're telling me what the mother did. No, it's up to you as an adult to now go to your adult child and try to bridge that gap and mend that wound to express love to one another. An individual who speaks about their ex-partners with respect. Now, I know I've trashed a lot of mine on here. I've trashed a lot of them, but I understood and recognized the spaces that I was in at that time. These men, I'm not saying they're not bad men. They're not. They just weren't for me anymore. And I think at a point we have to, ladies, we have to understand and recognize when we move and grow that we may move and grow away from individuals. And it's okay for that to happen. But you have to be willing to admit, one, that is happening, and then two, take the action once that happens to move on. Because unless you can come up with a plan to move back together or begin to grow again together, it's really going to be a mute topic that it just can't happen. So they can speak about their partners, their ex-partners, with respect. So their relationship goals are similar to yours. That's an important green flag. If you're thinking that you want to get married and you want to have children and they are saying that they don't believe in marriage and they never want children, as not only is it a red flag, you can't change an individual's mind. You just can't do it. And women, we have to stop that trying to, oh, I can be different. It'll be different with me. It won't. It absolutely will not be any different with you than it will be with the other person. Or the person that came before you or the person that will come after you. Believe people when they tell you. And one of the things, ladies, you have to accept people for where they are. And Sassy had to learn this over time. I accept people for where they are now, not for the person I expect them to be, not for the person I want them to be. I accept people for the individuals that they are now. Now, at that point, if I'm not liking the vibe, if their aura's off, if I'm not rocking with them 100%, then I can remove myself from them and not allow them in my space. But you have to accept the people for who they are. And last but not least, with these relationship red flags is, do you want an individual that makes you feel seen, heard, and appreciated? They see you, they hear you, and they appreciate you. Period. Those are the things that we need to be more mindful of. Those are the things that we need to pay more attention to. Those are the things that not only in your romantic relationships, but those green flags can transfer to all of your relationships within your life. Personally, with your parental relationships, your siblings, your immediate family, your extended family, your friendships. And it can also translate professionally. So just do that. Pay attention. I hope you wrote them down. If not, you can rewind it and you can listen to the green flags again. But pay attention to it, because the green flags, again, the green flags, just like the red flags, the green flags are intangibles, but they're so much more meaningful. So remember, you can follow Situations with Sassy on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter. I'm on WhatsApp. Where else am I? Pretty much everywhere on the internet. I'm on Patreon. You can follow Women Talk Live on Women Talk Live on Instagram. You in the Miami markets and the Charlotte, North Carolina and New Orleans, Louisiana. Check out your local listings. We're on the CW affiliate for the paid program. And then once again, I want to thank and give a shout out to Miami. So listen, I will be back in a week. But until then, remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. Peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.